Have your Bible, turn tonight to Jeremiah chapter number 29. Jeremiah chapter number 29, verse number 1. If you have a place, you want to stand with us and on to reading God's Word. The Bible says, "Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders which were carried away captives, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon, after that Jehoiakim the king and the queen and the eunuchs and the princes of Judah and Jerusalem and the carpenters and the smiths were departed from Jerusalem." And now I want to stop right here and say what happened is King Nebuchadnezzar, he didn't take everybody out. He just took all those people that he thought were useful. Amen? Now, when you take all the people that you think's useful and take them out of the way, praise God, you don't have a whole lot left. Because you got to have people that's good. Then you've got people, but they've got to be trained in order to do the things that you took for granted before. And kind of the same way with Christianity today. Praise the Lord. But we'll get in that in a minute, maybe, good Lord willing. But he said, by the hand of Elisha, the son of Shaphan, and Gemara, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent unto Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have called to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives and beget ye sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, and that they may bear sons and daughters, that they may be increased there and not diminished, and seek the peace of the city, whether I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. For thus saith the Lord, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to their dreams which ye cause to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name, and I have not sent them, saith the Lord. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." I want to preach tonight for a little bit, if God will be my help, Brother Jeff, on making the best of a bad situation. Making the best of a bad situation. Now, if you look around the world today, and we'd say, boy, we talked about earlier that we are in a mess. Amen. Well, I want to say we weren't in no more of a mess than the children of Israel were, because they had done neglected God, they had turned their back on God, they had become disobedient to God, and God had done sent a reproach unto them. He had done started to take them captive. Now they haven't went completely into captivity yet, but they was fixing to just a few years down the road. But they was a whole lot of them had been the city had been seized, besieged, they had been carried away. Part of them into Babylon. I said a few minutes ago, he had took the best parts of them. He took those that had trades and were good at doing some things, and he took them out and left the rest of them just kind of stand there and be farmers and try to take care of themselves. Well, if you know anything about farming, it's hard to take care of yourself if you don't have the right apparatus to do it. Amen. It's hard, kind of hard to plant and sow if you just got a stick. Amen. If you don't have a little piece of metal to put on that thing to scratch out a row and to kind of hole with, it makes it difficult. So you see where they was at? They was in living in a difficult time. They was kind of up against it. But God said, he tells them here, he said, and this is from God. God's the one that began to separate. God's the one that began to scatter them abroad because they were disobedient to it. So Israel was supposed to set the example. They was God's chosen people to go out into the world and tell the whole world about a holy God. Amen. They were supposed to set this thing up and show everybody the will of a God toward a nation, toward a people. And they were God's chosen people. God chose them for himself, unto himself. And when they disobeyed and they did disobedience unto God, God had to punish them. I want to say God's the same God today. The reason a lot of people are going through things is because they're being disobedient to God. Amen. I've seen myself, I've seen a lot of times people be going running pretty well, and they turn their back on God and go back into the world, go and think, and the next thing you know, they get themselves into a mess. Amen. And then they wonder, well, where's God at? Well, God didn't put you there. Why should He have to run you down and drag you out? But you know what? If we fall on our face and ask God for forgiveness, He will. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank God, God forgives us. He helps us. He takes us back. Praise God. And He was there the whole time watching us mess up, watching the anguish that we're going through. But God Almighty said, you know what? I allow you to go through that so you can learn a lesson. I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I've learned a lot of lessons from God. Amen. I've learned a lot of lessons because I read His Word and I understand, praise God, a lot of times where I've been where I put myself. Amen. And God let me go. Sometimes God will give you just enough rope to let you get out there where you realize that you're going in the wrong direction. And then you begin to cry out to Him, praise God, from your heart, and in a godly sorrow, and God will take up the slack and He'll pull you back in. Amen. I don't know how many times God's done that for me. I know He's done it for you, praise God, because He loves you and He cares for you, and He don't want you to go off and commit harry-carry with your life, praise God. He wants you to stay faithful to Him, and He's promised to stay faithful with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God's, so we realizing this and saying all that, that God is in control. God's the one that set this thing up, and God's the one that's going to play it out. And so what we got, what Jeremiah tells them here, he said, and some of these false prophets now, they're telling them, say, well, listen, youngins, don't worry about it. He said, this thing it's going to be over in just a little while. Don't worry about it. We'll come out of this thing, because they knew that's what the people wanted to hear. So they were prophesying. God said, hey, listen, what they're saying ain't coming from me. So God done prophesied. Jeremiah said, God's already told us it's going to be about 70 years. Amen. He said, it's going to be about 70 years that you're going to have to endure this conflict. And that's if you turn back to God. If you start going in the right. Boy, I'd hate to get caught up. I tell you, I don't know about you, but 70 years is a long time. That's about a life. Amen. That's about a life of a human being, praise God. Hey, I don't want to play it out on the fringes, on the outer edges, praise God. I want to stay in there with God. So when it's over, praise God, it'll be over and I'll be with Him. Amen. So we see what God's telling the people here. He said, listen, said this thing, these fellows is lying to you. They're false prophets, are telling you lies and false truth. They're trying to just encourage you and trying to get you to just believe what they want you to hear, that they think that you want to hear, and they're trying to just get by with it. But he said, there's some things that you've got to go through. Jeremiah said, but God Almighty, he said, I put you here. He said, but I'll be here with you. And said, what you need to do, praise God, is just live a normal life. Amen. Now you say, well, preacher, how are you going to live? We're going through COVID right now. How do you live a normal life in COVID? You know how you live a normal life in COVID? Same way we did before COVID. Praise God, just put our faith in the Lord. Amen. The only way we'll get through COVID or anything else, praise God, is put our faith in the Lord. Trust in the Lord, praise God, to take care of us, to watch over, to help us, praise God, at every turn. Realize it, amen. We don't even know what this thing is, don't know how it works, but praise God, I'm glad God does. Yeah. Hey, nothing man's ever made, praise God, that God don't know about. It may be created in a lab in Wuhan, whatever that's called, but praise God, I'm glad God knows what it is. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's there to help us. He said, what we need to do, just like Jeremiah was telling the people in captivity, hey, we can't let this thing take us captive. We got to be able to just live our lives, live normal lives during the captivity. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pray. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Listen, what he says to us here, he said, sometimes we got to just put up with those inconveniences. Amen. Those things, praise God, that come up in our lives that we're not expecting. You know, inconveniences come up in every one of our lives. Praise God, what we got to do is just live a normal life, even with inconveniences. Praise God, the Bible says, He told them, He said, just build your houses and dwell in them. Amen? He said, plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Now, he's planning for today and tomorrow and on down the road. Look what he says in verse number 6, he's taking you wives. And beget sons and daughters. So you know he's talking about at least nine months. Amen. Amen. That's how long it takes to have a youngin. Sons and daughters. And he said, give your daughters to husbands. that they may bear sons and daughters. So he said, hey, let's pray. He said, you're in this for a pretty good while. Amen. It ain't going to be over tomorrow. Said, these old prophets is telling you a bunch of lies. They said what they think you want to hear. He said, but just put those inconveniences behind you, praise God, and just be willing to just get in here and live your life, praise God, to the best of your ability and the best that God can help you to live it right now. Amen. Doing that that God had be pleased with. He said that you may be increased there and not diminished. Now watch this. God said he didn't want his people to be diminished. Amen. Hello. He said, even during the hard times and inconveniences, pray, inconvenient times, Brother Bill, he said, I don't want my people to be diminished. I want my people to be increasing. But Kevin, he said, I want to be multiplying. I want more and more of my people coming along, praise God, that's there and willing and looking to me, praise God, so that they can praise me and give me glory when I bring them out on the other side. Amen. We'll tell our folks, tell our young and tell our families, praise God. Said, hey, don't be fretful. Don't worry about this mess. God Almighty's still in control, praise God. He's going to bring us out. Just make the best of a bad situation. How do you do that? By just praising God, giving Him glory, realizing, praise God, in our heart of hearts, that God Almighty, He's all over this. Praise God, He's never left us, and He'll not start now. He'll be with us, praise God, today. He'll be with us tomorrow. He'll be with us 10 years down the road if we're still around. And praise God, if we're not, then we'll be with us in glory. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad I serve a God who's still able. Amen. He said, but we got to just realize that just put those inconveniences right behind us. Praise God. He said, hey, just go ahead and quit your complaining. We like to complain about things, don't we? Amen. We're good complainers. Amen. We're good complainers. I mean, we're practiced at it. But hey, what's the use of complaining about something that you can't do nothing about? Amen. Watch it. If we're going to complain, praise God, start looking at ways to get through it. Looking at ways, praise God, to overcome it. Praise God. Just start lifting God, lifting up our voices to God and praising Him. Amen. Being a blessing to those around us. Praise God. When everything seems all in disarray, praise God, just be a blessing to those around you. And in the midst of that disarray, they can see the hand of God on you. When the darkness settles in, like it did in Egypt that night when all the firstborn were being slain. Praise God, there was a light that was shining over there in that Hebrew town. Praise God, there was a light that was shining down in them hearts and lives of those people. God said that same light is the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost of God, and it needs to be shining tonight. Amen. Be a blessing, praise God, in a bad situation. Amen. I like people that's always thinking positive. You know, those their cup's always half full and never half empty. Amen. Praise the Lord. Always being an encouragement. Always being a blessing. Always being a blessing to those around them. Praise God. We need to try to be a blessing everywhere we can. Amen. Especially during difficult situations, circumstances. Just try to be a blessing. Try to be an encouragement. Amen. It's amazing how when you try to be a blessing, praise God, how God turns it around. Amen. God will turn it around, praise God, and He'll give you a blessing in return. Usually two or threefold. Praise the Lord. That's the way He works. We were down there, we took off last Thursday and Friday and took Mia to Pigeon Forge, and we went over to Island, and Teresa and Mia got their little wristbands, and they got on in that island, and they had them a good time for a while, and it was getting hot, and she was getting tired, so we thought we'd just go on, and there was a lady there that was coming in, and Teresa said, hey, listen, he said, we paid for this all day, and we're leaving. She said, would you like to have this wristband if you're going in there? And the lady said, why, sure. I said, what a blessing. And so she gave it to her, and I thought, well, praise Lord, at least she'll get to use it, you know, get the money's worth out of it. And we got on over there later on that evening. We all ate us a bite of dinner. Went over there and Mia wanted to do the racetrack. We got over there at the racetrack, drive them go-karts. And she got over there, and there was a lady come just went in. And we just got a ticket for me and for Mia. And it was getting late, so we didn't want to spend a whole lot of money because we wouldn't have a lot of time. And praise God, got started into that place. And some lady come over and said, excuse me, ma'am. He said, well, you going to ride to go? She said, no, I was just going to watched him. She said, well, I've got a wristband here. Said, I ain't using it. I'm going to leave. I'm not going to ride no more. He said, why don't you take mine? Amen. Hey, it was worth more than the one that we'd give off over in the island. Praise God. That's what God does. He's able, praise God, to be, till we try to be a blessing to somebody else. God is going to be the blesser that'll bless us each and every one. Amen. He takes care of us. Praise God. God likes people that try to be a blessing. God don't only like people that try to be a blessing. God likes peacemakers. Amen. We ought to try to be a peacemaker. God says, blessed are the peacemakers. Amen. I tell you, a peacemaker is a whole lot better than a troublemaker. I'd rather a whole lot rather have a person that's a peacemaker than a troublemaker. Amen. They're a whole lot easier to deal with. Even when you get frustrated with them, praise God, if they're peacemakers, amen, you can't stay mad at them long. Amen. Praise God. But I love peacemakers, praise God. I love ones that won't come together, amen, and just make things happen and get blessings from God together. Put things behind us, praise God. Go on for God's glory. Praise the Lord. He said, that's what we need, praise the Lord. We just need to be, find the peace from God. He says in verse 7, said, seek the peace of the city, whether I have caused you to be carried away captives. Now watch this. It's amazing to me. And pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. You know why things are in disarray, why we don't have peace? Praise God. I wonder if we've really been praying for Asheville like we ought to. That God would send His peace on Asheville. How does God send His peace on Asheville? Through God the Holy Ghost. Through the Prince of Peace, praise God. That's how peace comes. I wonder what happened if all God's people got to praying for peace. I mean, you know, hey, it's easy to pray. Say, God, I wish you'd deal with these old wicked, vile people in Asheville. I wish you'd touch them. God, I wish you'd save them. But what if we got to praying, God, I would you'd send peace on Asheville, your peace, God, overshadow this place and just explode the peace of God and be all around everywhere we look. There won't be no more fussing, won't be no more horn cussing. Praise God, people will be getting along and be loving each other. They'll be respectful again. And then say thank you, please, and yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Praise God, all over again. Wouldn't it be nice, praise God, to have peace again?
Amen.
Amen. We live in a world, praise God, our youngins ain't going to know nothing about it. Now they don't want us to say yes, ma'am, yes, sir. It's crazy. How are we going to have peace, praise God? We need peace in the country. We need peace in the world, praise God. Need peace all over the place. Don't need a bunch of troublemakers, but we got them. We got plenty of them. Praise God, we need some peacemakers. People that love one another and help each other when we can. That's what the Bible says. He said, if we'll pray for that peace. He said, when you're carried off into some strange city, he said, when you get there, just go ahead and start praying for peace in that city. Just praying for the hand of God, the power of God to fall on that place. See people getting right with God. See people getting help from the Lord. Amen. He said, you'll see the trouble flee and praise God. And peace comes in. Sweet peace from God. What we need today in the air we live, praise God, we need the peace of God like we've never needed it before. And Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. Praise the Lord. We got His peace. But it's not. There's no peace outside of Him. He said, preacher, how do we get it? By just waiting on the Lord. By trusting in the Lord. See, God's always on time. He's never late. Amen. I said, God's always on time. And when we seek His face, ask Him to be in our midst, praise God, to send us the peace, to help us to be a blessing and an encouragement, praise God. God Almighty, with the one that we told you in the beginning, He is in control, praise God, and He needs to take control of our lives. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'm in control of my... You're running so far, you're spinning so far out of control, you don't even realize it. Messed up as a termite in the yo-yo if you think you've got this. Amen. I won't say there's only one that's got it. It's God Almighty. He's the God that's praise God. We wait upon the Lord. His timing is right. His timing is perfect. Praise God. He'll come alongside us and He'll help us. I praise God when it gets to where you can't go. Glory to God. He'll carry you. Amen. I don't know the times that the Lord ain't picked me up and carried me through situations. Amen. You say, preacher, why was that? Because God has a plan for every one of us. Amen. I said, God has a plan for every one of us. Do you believe that tonight? Amen. Amen. God has a plan for everyone. Well, if God has a plan for every one of us, for you and I, then I will tell you tonight on the word 30 of His word, His plan never fails. Amen. You say, well, what doesn't he do? Just become part of his plan. Amen. Just say, Lord God, here am I. Like the old prophets did, praise God. Say, Lord, here am I. Because his timings are perfect. He knows exactly. Hey, look, when we think he's running late, praise God, he's still right on time. He still knows exactly where you're at every minute. There's not anything about you that God don't know. Just like he knowed everything about the nation of Israel. He even knew about those old false prophets that's telling a bunch of lies. He said, I ain't sent them. Amen. I want to say the devil will come by where you're at two or three times a day and try to tell you stupid stuff. Amen. If he can catch your ear, he'll tell you crazy stuff. But praise God, I want to tell you tonight, we don't listen to the devil. We're serving God. God knows where we're at. His timing's perfect. Praise God, he knows exactly what we need. He has a perfect plan for you, and his plan will never fail. He will fulfill his plan in you. Praise God, we just have to allow him. See, God knows how long. And God knows how much. Amen. He knows how long to wait. He knows how long, praise God, to watch and see, praise God. And he knows how much we can stand. Amen. Praise the Lord. He knows. I don't know. Hey, praise God. If it's up to me, I'd probably reach out and pluck me out a long time ago. Amen. Hey, praise God. The Lord knows when the fruit's ripe for the picking. Amen. We don't know, but God does, because he's got a plan. You say, well, preacher, what are you trying to say? And I'm trying to say that just simply we just need to trust the Lord. Amen. Like never before. Making the best of a bad situation. How do you do it? By just putting our faith and trust the Lord. Amen. Just like our forefathers, just like my granddaddy, I've told you many, many times. He said he didn't even know there was a depression, praise God, because God Almighty took care of him before it, during, and after it. The same God. He served the same God I serve. You say, how do you know? Because, praise God, he'd weep and cry and laugh and shout, praise God, just like I do sometimes. Amen, praise God. Just as real, praise God, to him as he is to me. Amen, praise God. What did he do? He trusted in the Lord. That's all we can do today, praise God. The power of his might. The power of his promise that he gives us. You know, God's promise, and God's promises will be fulfilled. Praise the Lord. Look what he says in verse number 11. He says in verse number 10, for thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Amen. What kind of thoughts do you reckon God's got toward you? Sometimes old devil come over and he say, oh man, I bet God don't think much of you. Boy, I bet God thinks you're a sorry rascal today. Look what you thought. Look what you thought. Look what you've done. Amen. Look what you anticipate. Look what's going on in your head. Boy, I bet God, but praise God. Hey, let's say the Bible says, just think of what God's thoughts are of you. Praise God. He said, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Amen. God said, I want you to have peace. I want you to have joy. I want you to have happiness, praise God. God said, I want you to have those things, praise God, that any father would want to give to his children. He said, God says, I want you to have those personally. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about making the best of a bad situation, realizing that God's in control, praise God, and he wants us to have peace in our lives. He said, peace that passes understanding. When we don't even realize why the peace is there, praise God, we have it anyway. Amen. When the darkness is coming on and the work's been short and the bills have been long and things is going wrong, praise God, and everything seems to be falling apart, God Almighty says, hey, you know what? Don't worry about it. I got this. Amen. He said, hey, listen, I want you to have peace in your heart and not evil. He said, I don't want any harmful things to bother you. Amen. God don't want us to have harmful things. Flying up into our lives, penetrating into our hearts, and our minds, praise God. He wants us to have peace, thoughts of peace. He said to give you an expected end. God's got an expected end, praise God. In other words, God thinks of you personally. Think about that. All the hundreds of millions of people in the world. Amen. All those billions of little Chinamen in China. Amen. God thinks of them too. They're people. They're human beings. But God thinks of you personally. Praise God. God's a thinking of you tonight personally. Praise God. And God is making plans for you right now. Praise God. He's making plans. What God is doing is purposeful. He's purposing in your life. Praise God. Planning and purposing your life for His glory. We just need to look for opportunities to shout. Amen. You know what's wrong with most Baptists? Brother Bill, we look around for opportunities to pound and get the pooch mouth. Amen. Instead of looking for opportunities to shout and give God glory. Don't be looking at Brother Junior and pooching your lip out. Amen. Praise God. We'll look for that. We'll look for opportunities to pout. Why is that? To frown? And they tell you that it takes more energy. You're wearing your body out by going around frowning. Hello? You go around and smile on your face, it don't take as many muscles. You don't realize if you started early in the morning, you wouldn't have to eat as big as breakfast as you do. If you just go around smiling all day. Amen? Anybody can wear a frown, but praise God, a smile looks a whole lot better. You have that, praise God, when you got peace in your heart. God's got a purpose for your life that He just wants to use you, praise God, that you'd be bring joy into somebody's life. He says it's plans of peace and the plans of peace that come into our life, plans of peace and not war. Amen. That's what He's planned for us. That's what He gives to us, praise God, because of who He is. Amen. Praise His holy name. I'm glad for that, ain't you? That's not what God won't want us to be a warring and a fighting amongst each other and amongst the people in the world. God wants us to love everybody. Now, I know some people it's hard to love. Amen. Some people, quit it. They just, some people it's hard to love. I mean, we all know them, okay? But praise God. But you know what? If we just smile at them when we see them, amen. Before long, they'll get the question. They'll think you got something up your sleeve. They'll come and say, what's the matter with you? They pray, God, I just love you. I'm just smiling at you because I just love you. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's make my heart good to see you. So when we get in those bad situations, praise God, instead of peace, God said, I won't give you peace. I don't want war to be raging all around you. And God said, I don't want all this fighting going on in the world. Praise God. He said, I want you to just have peace and just love one another. He said we're supposed to love our neighbors. I've told you before, the closest neighbor you got, your husband or your wife, your children and little young'uns. Amen. You don't get much closer neighbors than that. But he said just make the best of a bad situation. You say, what did he say? Let me just say this, and I'm gonna try to finish up here. He said when you get in a bad situation and suffering comes, and it does. We all go through hardships. We all go through suffering. We all go through trials and tribulations in this world. Praise God. If we're going to be suffering, hey, let's not have our suffering be a resistance to God. Amen. Did you hear me? That our suffering won't be a resistance to God, but at time of our suffering, hardship, the trials that we face, let's just use the time to just say glory, hallelujah to God. I'm glad you're here with me. I'm glad you promised. I'm glad you got a plan for my life. I'm glad there's a purpose. Praise God for me and your plan. And Lord, I'm glad you're here to finish it up, to fulfill your purpose in my life. Talk about making the best of a bad situation. Amen. For God's glory. When we do that, it helps us to avoid all the false hopes at this world. These old false prophets was offering up false hope. It was hoping those people that they'd come out of it by themselves. But it wasn't by themselves you come out. You come out by the help of the Lord. Only way you're saved, praise God, deliverance comes from the Lord. Praise His holy name. He said, you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. He said, we find the Lord when we search for Him with all our heart. We make the best of a bad situation. When situation gets difficult, praise God, we look to the Lord. We seek the Lord. We cry out for God to help us. And He always shows up because He's always on time. Amen. Before you know, it feels like you're going to go over, it feels like you're going to go under. The Lord just reaches down that almighty hand and just scoops you up. Kind of like He did Peter. Peter was a Peter said, "Lord, bid me come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." Old Peter stepped out of the boat. Now, most of us ain't got enough courage to step out of the boat. But old Peter, on faith, stepped out on the boat and began to walk toward Jesus. I can see, well, I love that. I love just the thought of that. Can you imagine Jesus just standing out there on the water? Praise God, he done made the Sea of Galilee a highway. And he said, Peter said, bid me come unto you. And Peter, he says, all right, I said, come on, Peter. Peter steps out of that boat. Boy, he goes just to get across there. But then he sees the waves boisterous. Amen. The waves was coming up. The waves was maybe overshadowed. And praise God, he began to look at the wave and took his eyes off Jesus. But I want to say, praise God, when we keep our eyes on the Lord and things begin to be difficult in our life, praise God, the Lord said, if you'll just keep your eyes on me, you can keep walking on the waves. Amen. Just keep walking on above the water, above the troubles. God says, I'll be there with you, praise God. He said, when you seek me with all your heart, when things is dark and dismal like it is now, like the world is now, bad situations, praise God, just turn our suffering around for the glory of God. And just say, Lord, I'm here. I know what it is. And I know this is part of your purpose. And Lord, I'm just going to give you praise, honor, and glory because I know no matter how bad it gets, one day it'll be a whole lot better. Hey, listen, young, it don't matter to me how bad it gets. Hey, I don't want it to get bad for nobody. But praise God, I realize no matter how bad it gets in this world, one day it's going to be a whole lot better. Why? Because I've read the last chapter in the last book, and he says, praise God, one of these days all this bad stuff is going to be behind us. Be there no more, praise God. No more crying or tears or dying or death or none of this stuff. It's so bad to hinder us here today. Praise God. Why? Because we're going to make the best of a bad situation now, and we're just going to give glory to God when we get over yonder. Amen. And just rejoice in the Lord a little bit along the way. Praise God. Why? Because we can. Just order to just rejoice in the Lord because what the days He gives us. I thank God for every day. Amen. I thank the good Lord for every day He gives me. Praise God. I get to going down the road or sitting in the study or no matter what I'm doing, I just say, glory, hallelujah. What a God we serve. Things He lets us do, the things He lets us see, the things He lets us taste. Amen. The goodness, praise God. All things come from the Father, Father above. To us, we're those that believe. Praise God. I'm glad for that, ain't you? But he said, just make the best of a bad situation. Just start looking for the good things in it. The psalmist says he'll get you over in a place of rejoicing to the Lord. Amen. We just find a place of rejoicing during the bad situations. Amen. Praise the Lord.